Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So you're going to want to get the SportsGrid app. I tell this to everyone everywhere I go. I got gas today. Filled it up. My guy loves me at the gas station I go to, and he says to me, "What's up, Pharrell?" I said, "You got to get this SportsGrid app." And then I talked to my buddy in LA. He's going to the NHL draft. He said, "How do I catch the show?" I said, "Get the SportsGrid app. It's free. And you can watch the network, listen to the network. You can follow your favorite hosts. It's got in-game odds. It's got it all, and it's free on iOS and Android in the Play Store. And now I got everybody everywhere doing it. It's the greatest thing ever. Hey, did you know we're streaming on X? This very second, as a matter of fact, if you're watching on X, what's happening? It's Uncle Futrelli here. So SportsGrid-Live is how you watch us on X. Always, all week, all month, all year, every day. It's great. You can get the Pharrell Coast to Coast and Pharrell on a Bench podcast Monday through Friday, both shows on Apple, iTunes, or wherever you download podcasts. Let's take a look at the lineup tonight on Sports Grid TV at 6. It's Front Office Sports Today at 6:30, GTD with the Kevin Walsh. At 8, it's IGL, In-Game Live, the original OG with Scott Wetzel, Opposite Picks, and the sportsbook consigliere himself, Dave Sherapin. At 10, it's Sports Rage with Morenci. And then on radio, Sports Grid Radio, at 8 o'clock, it's The Institution. Carver and Lisi back at it tonight after no show last night with the NBA draft. Everything back to normal tonight on Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio. All right, Carver, hi. As we carry on into the coup de grace, into the final hour of love, how about the Mets? They've been losing left and right, but they finally grabbed one last night at Citi Field.
They finally have grabbed one at Citi Field, that's for sure. They beat the Braves 7-3 last night. Big night for Juan Soto. Not one, but two big flies. The second one on SNY.
Was it 85?
Soto unloads one to right center field, headed toward the wall, and it's out of here. Juan Soto with his second of the night. Number 19 for Juan Soto, his 27th career multiple home run game. That's the most in history for any player under 27 years old.
Yeah, and I know you're going to tell me who he passed, right?
Yes, I told you that I had a second note about this guy today. Juan Soto, that was his 27th multi-home run game. He passes Jimmy Fox. For the most in Major League history before turning 27 years old. So not one, but two. Jimmy Fox notes on Coast to Coast here today. We talked about Ronald Acuna Jr. earlier in the week. He will be in the home run derby in Atlanta. So a good move. Baseball doesn't make many, but a good move. They will have Ronald Acuna Jr. there as part of the festivities in a couple of weeks' time in ATL. All right, a few other things for you here before I get to the one game tonight, which is, of course,
By the way, Mike, real quick, time out. You got Palencia, the closer here for the Cubs today, and he's so cocky on the mound. Contreras started up with him. Then he closed the game, and the Cubs won, and then he did, like, some kind of dance out on the mound. And, I mean, both benches emptied, the whole deal, and there was all kinds of people saying it would appear to me on the Cardinals. We'll see you again real soon, and we're going to get in a fist fight with you because you're a P. Like, they don't like Palencia. And, I mean, it was on. Like, Contreras wanted to fight him. He was talking up with him right off the, you know, when he got beaned or whatever. And he went down the first base line. I don't even think he got beaned. He just started talking to him because this guy, Palencia, is so cocky. He's got a big mouth. And then the whole team came out after the game. When the game ended and he started doing a shimmy, that really set him off. They don't like Palencia, the Cardinals. They lost,
though. I did catch his shimmy at the end just now.
Yeah.
He put a lot of mustard on a hot dog there. Like he probably went a little too over the top with what he was trying to accomplish there.
In late June, he was a little over the top.
World Series odds. Here you go. We'll look at Dodgers, Yankees, Tigers, Phillies, Mets, Cubs, Astros, Giants, Rays, Mariners for you today. The updated look at the World Series odds.
You know what I don't want to see, but I have this. You know, Detroit, to me, you know, we talked about it the other day that the last time they had this many wins, they won it all before the All-Star game, that they had 50 already. Now they win again today. They're a dangerous team. I like them. And I hate to say it, but that Houston team is starting to look real dangerous to me. I know that everybody wants to just pick the Dodgers, but, you know, I could see Detroit and Houston going at it like for a pennant, you know what I mean? And the Dodgers and whoever. But, you know, the team that's really intriguing to me now, at least betting on him, is Tampa. Every single day. It's like every day now they win. And they are cashing tickets left and right. They did it for me again today. They swept the Royals. They mean business. And they're what now? A half game behind the Yankees? They're a half game behind the Yankees. They have caught New York, and, you know, Toronto's not far behind either, and you don't see them mentioned at all. I bet on them today. Boom, that cashed. Bet on the Rays today. Boom, that cashed. You know, those are two teams you can bet on, you know, every day. And, you know, in my view, it's like 5 out of 7 days they win and cover.
They do seem to do that on a pretty frequent basis, that's for sure. The Cubs, since we were just talking about them, they are interested in getting Helen Keller, Mitch Don't Call Me Helen Keller, and David Bednar from the Pirates. So the Pirates just going to, well, as usual, strip off the parts that they can, that people will take. They're gonna
I want to see what they get for Helen Keller and Bednar. First of all, I don't deny that Keller pitches into games, into the sixth, seventh inning. He can do that. He's got a low ERA, and he pitches just well into games. But he never wins. And then, so I think he's overrated. And then, like, all I ever hear about is Helen Keller. All I ever hear about is how great he is, and he never wins. I mean, he never wins. But he'll go to the Cubs and probably start winning every night. And then Bednar, he's been a roller coaster and a bummer. Like, he's a, you know, one year he's a great closer. The next year he stinks, can't get anybody out. Now he's back to closing games again and being effective. To be honest with you, I have no problem getting rid of Bednar. And I think Santana can close games for them. But I, you know, Keller hasn't done anything for me in Pittsburgh. All he does is lose. So I want to see what they get. If they're so hot for Keller, which is what I think they're hot for, and then Bednar's kind of, you know, they want another closer. When I'm watching this guy, Palencia, whatever his name is, getting in fights, maybe they need someone that doesn't do that nonsense. But I want to see what they get for him, because this guy, Charrington, whatever his name is, all he does is get fleeced. And all he does, he's worse than Marks at running a pro baseball team. running this guy in Brooklyn. He's awful. This guy in Pittsburgh running the Pirates. He's running the Pirates into the ground. Honestly, I can't even stand him. I can't stand that front office, that owner. I'm with the fans there. They can go to hell.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So they're talking about the beanings in Cleveland today at Progressive between the Jays and the Guardians, Mike. And Vladdy got beaned last night. Vladdy got beaned again today. So Gausman beaned Jose Ramirez in the fourth inning. Gausman, over the last 9 years, has beaned one left-handed hitter. One. In over 8,000 and change pitches. So he has masterful control. He beaned Ramirez on purpose, and that's exactly what I would have done if I were the Jays. You're going to bean our star big money player twice in two games. You beaned him last night. You beaned him today. You're going to get your guy beaned today, too. Same thing with Tatis and Ohtani. I mean, this is an unwritten rule in baseball. They act like, you know, so, you know, both teams were warned. But they act like there was an international incident with him beaning Ramirez. Are you kidding me? How many times are you going to let a star player get beaned before you start headhunting? I don't care who it is. You bean my star player, I'm beaning your star player. That's the way the cookie crumbles, Mike.
That is absolutely the way that it should be. You should be allowed one pass back in the other direction. That's how it goes. Sometimes these umps are a little fast with the warnings and you can't do this. But
the Guardians didn't like it. Well, did they? They must have really enjoyed the movie when they were beating Guerrero for two nights in a row. I mean, like, it's funny how they react. They're mad that you beating Ramirez, but you're beating Guerrero twice to year one. So shut up. Have a sandwich.
By the way, historic day now at the Rocket Classic. Not one, but two guys with the course record. What? And if you had Minwoo Lee at 9-under for first round leader, man, that's a tough beat to not cash those first round leader tickets. That's because your boy Aldrich Poltergeist. Shoots a 10-under 62 to set the course record. But how about this? Your boy, Kevin Roy. Who?
Roy from the Roy family.
Kendall Roy. Roy's long-lost cousin, Kevin. Kevin Roy also shot a 10-under 62 late afternoon pairing. So Roy and Poltergeist. Both 10 under with some, if you had them, some very big first round leader tickets, if you were able to get them in
there. Does Poltergeist get into the top 500 Carver High films of all time? Poltergeist?
No, I'm not a fan of, I'm not a big horror movie guy. I'm not the biggest fan of those.
Whoa.
So. There's a few good ones, but
what is happening there? I just really, come on. The Shining is not going to get in there.
Shining's good. Shining's good. You know, but Poltergeist, you know, whatever. They're all the same after a while. All right, quickly, let's do a few of these. This is getting smaller every day, which is probably why I keep bringing this up. But I've actually got Kyle Raleigh for the AL MVP now. I've even got it lower than that. I got plus 375 now. And Judge down to minus 900 for the MVP. So it's getting smaller, getting closer, the two of them coming together.
Well, I guess, you know, I'll believe it when I see it, but I think he needs to do it for, I'd say, a month and a half straight after the All-Star break. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm talking into, you know, end of August, that he's still there knocking out home runs and giving Judge the business in terms of this MVP award. Because, like, they already gave it to Judge. And now it's shrinking, but I think it's going to take some time. He's got way bigger BOP numbers than Judge at this point. So does Ohtani. But, you know, Ohtani's the National League done deal. But this guy, what Raleigh's doing is exciting. But I need to see him there. In fact, like going into September when it doesn't matter, I got to see him do it all the way through August.
Ohtani is now he's been in minus money along with Judge, minus 550, plus seven bills for PCA. Juan Soto's third now. How about that? Soto right. Moving up the chain.
I would pay money right there at 33-1 for Soto because. Like, all you have to do is look at what he did with the Yankees from this point forward all the way to the World Series. If this guy does that again and gets the Mets into the playoffs and World Series, I'm telling you, you know, obviously I think it's going to come down to Ohtani and Soto. I don't believe PCA, Crow Armstrong, can maintain this for the entire season and dance with those two devils. Honestly, because, I mean, we all both know, right, like that Ohtani and Soto are special, and what Crow Armstrong doing is, in my view, almost out of nowhere. I mean, no one's ever heard of him. Now all of a sudden he's the MVP. I think that Crow Armstrong's having a phenomenal year. There's no denying it, but so is Tucker. And look at Tucker's numbers. You'd think Tucker was a bum. But I'm telling you, I think Soto will pass PCA, and I think you should get it now. If you're going to bet Soto, do it now at 33-1. My God, if the guy goes on the tear he went on last year with the Yankees, he might very well steal it.
He very well might. AL Cy Young, Scoobel, of course, is the favorite right now, minus 150. Crochet at plus 350. And actually, Hunter Brown pitched today, and he was excellent again. I have an updated number of Hunter Brown at plus 400. He's up to 4-1 after what he did today.
Yeah, the problem is I think Max Fried Chicken is better than Hunter Brown, and he's got 10 wins, and he gets no love. So I'll take a couple shekels and put it on Fried at 11-1.
I'll give you the rest of the awards tomorrow, but when we come back, I'll give you tonight's Major League Baseball game. And just because there's one game doesn't mean we can try to hit some long balls in that one game. So we'll do some taters for the Mets and the Braves tonight at Citi Field, which actually might start late because looking out my window, it could be a little rainy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Can you spew news that? I think that's an important story.
Well, it is an important story. We've discussed a lot about Wander Franco and obviously his legal troubles that he has had. Well, today he got his sentencing. Of course, Franco having the relationship with the 14-year-old girl when he was 21 years old. He was convicted today. He will get 2 years in prison. 5 years probation in the Dominican Republic for the illegal sexual relationship that he had. Now, I saw this tweet from, because I know people are probably going to already start to say, 2 years. Jeff Passan wrote, regardless of Franco's prison sentence being suspended, the conviction is likely to make it difficult for him to get a work visa in the United States. He's currently on MLB's restricted list for failure to report, and without a work visa, he would not be able to do so. So tough to get a work visa when you've been thrown in jail, I guess.
He was, having an affair with a 14-year-old girl, and now he's going to be cutting coconuts at the beach and making rum drinks for tourists because he's not going to be in this country. Imagine this guy in the White House allowing this guy in to play baseball. They're throwing people out left and right, let alone some guy that's, doing what he did. I mean, this guy's a freak. I mean, the girl was 14 years old. I mean, my God, it's so creepy. You can't even make it up. Mafia, can we get a movie made of that and get the tequila out? We need a movie, a Lifetime movie about your boy wandering out with a 14-year-old. Like, what is happening here? Remember the movie about the girl that you don't like scary movies? Remember the girl that pulled off the scam? She was 30, but she played like she was 12. Remember, she was 30 years old. She was a woman, and she looked like a 12. She looked like she was 12 years old. Meanwhile, I mean, that we need a Franco movie immediately. Dating a 14-year-old. Maybe they could hook up, they could have her play the 14-year-old, the one that was 30. Maybe Wander was confused. He thought she was 30 the whole time.
Wander Franco going honestly, behind bars.
Probably move on. Mafia is telling me right now, move on. Red phone.
One game tonight in baseball. Well, really two. As we said, they're going to start the Mariner twin game now in a matter of moments. We talked about that earlier. But the Braves and the Mets will play at Citi Field tonight, end of a four-game series. Mets finally beat them last night. Grant Holmes, big Grant Holmes going for Atlanta. Griffin Canning going for the Mets, who Braves minus 115, slight favorite, minus 105 for New York, and an 8.5.
I think real quickly, Mafia may be right after it's all said and done with Trump being friends with Epstein and Diddy. It looks like Franco's going to get a cabinet post. When he gets out, he's gonna pardon him in the DR and give him a cabinet post in DC and give him a work visa. I bet on the Mets and your boy Canning tonight. I got him at minus -111 this morning. I took a shot with the Mets because I think your boy Juan Soto is gonna go yardage again, and he might do it twice again. That's how hot he is.
By the way, side note on that case, the mother of the victim in the Franco case, Martha Vanessa Chevalier Almonte, was found guilty of sexually trafficking her daughter. She was sentenced to 10 years in prison. So she got 10 years, and Wander got 2 and 5 years probation. So she got more for that whole entire thing that went on. Unbelievable.
So she trafficked her daughter, he dated her, and got 2 years. She got 10. What is wrong with this movie? Honestly, what is happening here?
Awful.
He should have got 10 years. What did he bring her, flowers or something? How did he get off? I mean, he must have had a hell of a lawyer, but I guarantee he's broke now. He had all that money
probably
with baseball. I guarantee he's broke now.
Last thing for tonight is a couple homers in the late game. I'm going one for each team tonight. How about Ozuna? Did you know, Marcell Ozuna, 4-for-5 with 2 homers off of Griffin Canning in his career? Sounds good to me. We'll go with
that. Automatic.
And I'm going to go a little Francisco Lindor on the Met side. We will go +400 for Francisco Lindor against Big Granholm. So Ozuna and Lindor, only 2 homers tonight with only 1 game. Tomorrow's Friday. We got a lot of games tomorrow.
Listen, that's great. I think those are both great snags. Let's do it.
Let's get them.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Adam Kaplan is our NFL insider. You see him on Sports Grid across the board. You see him on C2C. He's covered the NFL for almost 30 years. You can follow him on X at Kaplan NFL. And usually we see him here once a week at the very least on C2C. And we'll start today with the news out of Tampa that they've re-upped their coach and GM.
Yeah, this is a good move, Scott, to make sure there's no conjecture, no wondering. So the Buccaneers management, we're talking about ownership, extended the contracts of Jason Light, the general manager. He's done a very good job, no doubt. He's one of the better drafting general managers in the league. And Todd Bowles, who's their head coach, and they run their defense the way that Todd wants it. And they're a really good football team. Now, they're the class of the NFC South. Though, Scott, the odds makers don't think that they're a lock. They're actually +105 to win that division. Atlanta's +210. But the bottom line is they've been dominant for years in that division. There's no question about it. They're a good team. They're well coached. Now, the reason why this is important, and they obviously could have waited. They're doing it in late June here. They could have done it closer to training camp. But the bottom line is now you get this out of the way. So let's say there's some free agents that are still on your list that you want to bring in. And a coaching agent finds out, hey, listen, or a player agent finds out, listen, you know, these guys might be out after the season if they don't win. Well, that's out the door because they've extended these contracts. This also means something for free agency in March. This means something for any prospective coach that Todd Bowles wants to come in, because you know that he's not a lame duck coach. And also, most importantly, Scott, for the current players, they know that Todd Bowles is going to be here. That's huge, because I've from covering buildings, when players know that the guy's on the final year of his deal and they go, well, this guy could be out of here, so you know, I'm going to play for myself, you never want that. And that's not going to happen here. And this is so important that give Bucks management, we're talking about ownership credit, the Glazer family. Because, Scott, they've rarely extended their head coaches when they should have. They've done a lot of things where they've let coaches' contracts run out. I remember Mark Domenech, the Buccaneers GM, and Greg Schiano, and that situation, they let Mark's contract expire, but they're not doing that here, and good for them.
And I'll tell you what, I think they're a lot better than they get credit for. This team's a playoff team. I love Baker. I love Evans. Let's face facts. They win. And the fact that they're putting other teams in front of them, to me, is kind of amazing.
And I got to give Jason Lake credit. In Baker Mayfield, it didn't work out, obviously, with the Browns at all. The Rams, the Panthers, you think he's running out of chances. And it's, the fourth time is a charm. Baker Mayfield right now is a top 10 quarterback. I mean, he's really, really good. Not the biggest guy in the world, but I could tell you that the players rally around him. He's a great leader. This has been a great story, Scott. We saw this with Geno Smith come out of nowhere after 10 years. This story is incredible. Like, they've got their quarterback in Baker Mayfield. That, you have no idea how important that is. They've got a franchise left tackle in Wirfs. You mentioned Mike Evans, who's certainly going to be a Hall of Famer. There's no doubt about that. Chris Godwin, it's been a great story of development, and he's come back from yet another major injury. But they've addressed that position for the future with Emeka Buka in the first round, the receiver out of Ohio State. It's just a really good football team. And they are clearly the class of the NFC South.
All right, let's look at the AFC South. Yeah. We've been going through these, you know, divisions, and let's focus on the South today and start with the Texans first.
You know, it's funny, Scott, when you look at the Texans, the odds makers have finally caught on that the Texans aren't that good. They're just in a very bad division. Yes, they are the class of the division, whatever that means. Their over-under total is just 9.5. Check this out. Their over is plus 100. So clearly the money is on for them to go under. Nobody thinks that they're going to get 10 wins, and I agree. Let's put it this way. They're somewhere around 9 or 10 wins. The trade of Laramie Tunsil would shock the NFL world. They're going to rebuild that offensive line. They have to. They did not protect their quarterback, C.J. Stroud, very well last season to win it. So, again, they're plus 110, by the way, to win it. The 9.5 wins, the over is plus 100. To make the playoffs, they're minus 140. Because the division's terrible. It's the worst of the National Football League. They add Nick Chubb. We'll see what he's got left. I like the addition of Jaden Higgins, a receiver in the second round out of Iowa State. Christian Kirk, a rare interdivisional trade. They got him from Jacksonville, who built a slot receiver. Kem Robinson, not a great left tackle. Minnesota wanted to move on from him. They got Ursary as a second-round left tackle. He'll be their future left tackle. This is a team that could not protect the quarterback. But, Scott, they're the clear favorite here. I would agree with that. But this is not a good division. But it's not up for grabs because the Colts, who we'll talk about in a minute, are clearly not good enough.
How do you think Gardner Johnson leaving Philly will do there?
He's an absolute playmaker. I know he's with Philly twice. They were looking to move him. They were the pursuer of that trade. They wanted to move him. They move him to Houston. But the guy's a playmaker. He's one of the best playmaking safeties in the National Football League. It's a great trade for Houston, to be honest with you. The Eagles were looking to move his $8.5 million in cash. They did that. But Houston got a quality playmaker in C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
All right, let's talk about the Colts next.
Yeah, the Colts got, once again, they're very mediocre. You got the quarterback problem. The 7.5 win totals is look, Scott, they're not. The 7.5 win total, the over and the under, are both minus 110. They got the Richardson problem with the shoulder issue. Daniel Jones there is in for insurance at $14 million. The offensive line's been reshuffled, been rebuilt in the interior. The defense does not get enough pressure on the quarterback. Now, they've got Lou Anarumo, who comes over from Cincinnati. He was fired there as a defense coordinator. He's going to hopefully have a rebirth with the Colts. Gus Bradley's out. So they're in a transitional period. We know what happened with Jim Irsay and his passing. So there's a lot of mystery with this football team, Scott. But it starts at quarterback. They got their great running back in Jonathan Taylor, the good receiver. Got Tyler Warren in the first round at tight end. I like that. But, Scott, when you look at their situation overall, it's just not going to be good enough. They're absolutely not a playoff team.
What about the Jaguars?
I'm a little – this is the biggest surprise, Scott. I had to check this with a couple books. I don't see this at all. This is one of the most overrated win totals. Okay, their win total is 7.5. The over, Scott, is minus 120. They're in a rebuild. I get it. Getting Trevor Lawrence healthy, I get that. They've got a head coach who could call plays. That's fine. And Liam Cohen. Defensively, they were not competitive last season. They're in a semi-rebuild here. They're not going to be good enough. I actually like the under plus 100. I don't like the Jaguars at all this season.
But everybody likes Travis Hunter.
I know. I love it. But two-way player. Now, they're leaning towards playing them more, by the way, Scott, on offense. And I get that. But long-term, Scott, the money positions at corner, and that's the most they're going to get of him down the line.
All right, what about the Titans?
You know what? They're going to be an improved team. They have a fairly difficult schedule. Cam Ward, I'm very high on him. The over-under total is minus 150 on the over at 5.5. I actually like the over, Scott, to get 6 or 7 wins. The under is plus 125 to win the South, plus 800. They're not going to win that division. Love Ward. They brought in Tyler Lockett to be the third receiver. Zeitler and Dan Moore, your guy from Pittsburgh, will be the left tackle. Draymond Jones, by the way, if they use him correctly, let him play inside at tackle. He's not an edge rusher. And I love that second round Oladejo, the second round edge rusher from UCLA, I absolutely love. So this team is going to be better. They're going to protect better. They're going to get better quarterback play. And they're just going to be better overall. The vibes, by the way, are very good now with the Titans going forward, finally.
What do you think the beating Ward will take will be like?
Well, you know what? Again, they got Zeitler at guard. Dan Moore's got to show that he can be a quality left tackle. I'm feeling that He's going to build off what he did with Pittsburgh. It was shocking. He did a very good job. By the way, Scott, there were four teams in it, I'm told, for Dan Moore. So, hey, the tape didn't lie. He played very well last season.
When we come back, we'll ask Adam about Justin Tucker and look at the AFC West and what's cooking on that side of the coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We're talking to Adam Kaplan, our NFL insider, on Coast to Coast on a Thursday. What was your reaction to the Tucker suspension of 10 games?
Yeah, Scott, expected. It's similar to the Deshaun Watson situation, where Watson was suspended for 11 games and got a $5 million fine. Now, with Tucker, he's got to serve 10 weeks. Now, what happens is, Scott, yes, he cannot – he's suspended without pay for 10 weeks, but – if he signs with the team after that, he could still get paid for next season. So the bottom line is widely expected. And by the way, he's not the same player. He did not have a good season last year. In fact, let's put it this way, Scott. Very good chance he would not have been a Raven anyway without these allegations, because he didn't play well last season. Kickers sometimes kind of lose it, and then you got the allegations against him. It made it easy for the Ravens to cut him, and it is what it is.
I did a story earlier that I was at the game against the Steelers when I saw him miss two in one game. And I never thought I'd see that ever live in person. And I did. Not only that, he missed one left, missed one right. And they were all like 30 to 40 yards, which was like this guy would bury kicks from 50 plus every time he played. Do you think he's finished?
Well, let's put it this way. He's not a quarterback, okay? So the questions are now going forward, what value would he really have as a declining player than have the allegations against him? The odds are that he won't be signing with a team. It's not impossible, but it's going to be very, very difficult to get him clear, to clear his name, first of all. That's the big deal. And for a team to say, you know, we're going to bring him in, it's just, it's highly unlikely.
What a horrible ending to a great career in Baltimore. Where it stands now is just a mess. Let's talk about the AFC West, and we'll begin with the Chiefs, everyone's favorite darlings.
You know what's interesting, Scott? You say that, and that's true just about every year. There's only been one year that Andy Reid didn't make the playoffs in 2014 with the Chiefs. But I got to tell you, this surprised me. They're over under total, which is 11.5. The over is plus 100. The under is minus 120. So remember what I was telling you about picking the Chargers? I'm not saying that the odds makers see it the same way I do, but clearly they don't have the same confidence that they did in the past. So the under is actually minus 120. Now, to win the division, they're only minus 125, Scott. The issue, as you well know it, because the Eagles absolutely obliterated their offensive line in the Super Bowl, is their offensive line. They added Josh Simmons, who, by the way, is doing great coming off the torn patella tendon. Josh Simmons is going to be ready for training camp. Now, does he participate fully or partially? That remains to be seen. So he's on target now to be ready for the season. They did sign Jalen Moore, who's a right or left tackle, 2 years at $30 million. So they're going to have competition and depth finally in their offensive line, particularly at tackle. Guard is a little bit of an issue on the other side of Trey Smith. But they also lost Tershawn Wharton, who's a D tackle, is a great pass rusher. And they lost Justin Reed. He's their best safety. So, Scott, Their secondary, Scott, is a problem. That does worry me. They're not really strong at corner. Other than McDuffie, who's a terrific nickel, who could play outside. This is a team, if you could protect, you throw the ball against the Chiefs. This division is getting narrower and narrower. I'm telling you, the Chargers are going to give a run for their money, finally.
All right, so talk about the Chargers.
All right, so their win total is 9.5. The over and the under is -110. I like the over, as I've been telling you. I picked them to win the division. By the way, they're +333 to win the AFC West. Take that 333. I like that one. To make the playoffs, are -145. I like how they've kind of retooled their offense. Totally at running back. With Hampton, the first rounder, Najee Harris, as you know. Trey Harris, the second round receiver. They were weak at receiver. Other than McConkey, they added him. Mike Williams is back. Tyler Conklin, one of the more underrated tight ends of the National Football League. Becton will start at guard. They solidify their offensive line. What a story. He was last season playing guard for the Eagles. Now, the one issue that they have, Scott, is at corner. And that's why Jalen Ramsey is a name to watch here. They've got to improve a corner. If they want to make a Super Bowl run, they've got to make a significant upgrade heading into the season at corner. There's no way they're going to win a Super Bowl with the group that they have, but they're good pretty much everywhere else. Cornerback is a major problem for this football team.
All right, let's go to the Broncos.
Yeah. Boy, all right, I missed on them last season, but the oddsmakers did too. They're on it this season, the over-under total. In fact, 9.5 wins. The over, Scott, is -150. The under is -115 to win the division. They're +350. They've reloaded at running back with Dobbins, who led the Chargers in rushing last season. I love this late signing. R.J. Harvey, the second-round running back from Central Florida, who I really like. Evan Engram, they needed an upgraded tight end. He's a really athletic tight end for only the Jaguars. This is going to be a good football team. They didn't get very active in free agency. They're loaded at receiver. They've got that pass catching tight end, which they needed. They got a good offensive line. Really well coached on defense, Scott. I do like the over, man. I got to learn my lesson. Boy, did I miss on them last season. Never underestimate the value of a veteran coach in his first year, by the way, and Sean Payton did a great job.
How do you think Greenlaw will help them?
He'll help them that he's healthy. It's 2 years removed now from the torn Achilles. Wasn't great last season. Niners moved on from him. Like the signing, very underrated signing, and he's all the way back physically.
All right, let's talk about the Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, and Scott, boy, the 6.5 win total, the odds makers think this is going over. They're -150, the Raiders are, with Pete Carroll as the head coach. The owner's +125. Geno Smith, they're going to run the football with Chip Kelly, by the way, the highest paid offensive coordinator. Not that Chip needs it, but they're going to run the football. This is what they do. To make the playoffs, they're +310. Genty Alvey, obviously running back. Scott, you know it's coming. It's the run game. The problem with the Raiders is, and why they will not be a playoff team, very few playmakers on defense. But Max Crosby, who had a very bad high ankle sprain, I give him credit for playing on it. He's all the way back healthy. They'll be more competitive. There'll be better leadership there in the front office. Now with John Spytek, who won a lot in his career with the Bucks and the Eagles and the Broncos, things are really looking good for the Raiders. Are looking up, but they're not a playoff team. I'll say this, I do respect that total at 6.5. They're going to be somewhere around 6 or 7 wins.
I mean, honestly, that's trash. And all I hear about this team every year, it's just every year the Raiders, and they never do anything.
Well, Pete Carroll, though, man, he'll get them going. They're good. They're going to have a plan. It's the offense will go, and the football team will go through Rashad Jennings.
I'll believe it when I see it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
One thing is certain, everybody loves leftovers.
Everybody does love leftovers as we get ready to get out of here. Micah Parsons and the Cowboys are expected to sign a historic contract extension in the, quote, coming weeks. Can't wait for that
Very
to be
exciting.
Over with. That's another one of those things everybody's just tired of hearing about. The Seahawks have brought back cornerback Shaquille Griffin, one-year deal. He had his best years in Seattle before leaving for Minnesota. Now he'll go back to the Seahawks and try to reclaim past glory. The Tampa Bay Bucks give contract extensions to both head coach Todd Bowles and general manager Jason Light at the start here of a new year. Congratulations to both. God bless and good luck. Did you see this story about George Pickens in Pittsburgh, Scotty? That everyone was mad.
Yes.
George Pickens was supposed to be a part of some big youth football camp in the Pittsburgh area that even after getting traded, he still committed to doing it. Well, he bailed on it last minute, but who swooped in to save the day? Pat Freiermuth swoops in and replaces Pickens at the youth football camp, smiles for all of them as Freiermuth shows up.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. The first round of the NHL draft will be tomorrow night. Big draft preview tomorrow. Get us all going for the NHL draft there at the top of the board. Because the Islanders are picking first. Islanders are picking first tomorrow night. The
Schaefer
Buffalo Sabres.
Or Higgins? Which one? Schaefer?
I think they're going to take Schaefer. I actually think that this Misa kid would be the best pick, but it sounds like they're going to take Schaefer. So very unfortunate. The Sabres trade J.J. Paterka to Utah for defenseman Michael Kesserling and Josh Doan. So Utah wanted to make sure they got all remnants of their past Arizona franchise out by getting rid of Shane Doan's kid and sending him away to Buffalo, of all places. So nice job there. The NHL and the NHLPA are negotiating, and as part of their new CBA, they have included that they are going to add a couple games to play 84 regular season games in the new CBA. Why?
What are you doing? I mean, what is happening here? Why would you do that? It's already bad enough. It's already drawn out enough. It's already too long. People lose interest in that. I mean, did you see how bad their ratings were for the Stanley Cup Finals? Like, nobody gives a rat's ass.
Like, these are a bunch of the things.
Games? People don't watch them to begin with.
A bunch of stuff that's allegedly going to be in this new CBA. The 84 games, and it drops the preseason to 4 games per team. So they hate, just like the NFL, they hate playing those preseason games. So they're going to give back preseason games to play regular seasons. New contract limits. Max term will be 7 years to re-sign instead of 8, and 6 years in free agency instead of 7. So they're taking a year off the max. In terms of free agents, draft rights standardized, deferred salary outlawed, players can no longer accept deferred payments to lower cap hits, massive playoff bonus increase, emergency backup rule. I believe they also had on there something about the long-term IR. They're going to try to there you go, playoff cap mechanism, long-term IR loophole.
Oh, my God. I lost track when you said they were adding 2 games. I
too
lost
much.
Interest.
Wimbledon is around the corner. Yannick Sinner, the cheater, is the top seed, and Alcaraz is number 2. Didn't we do numbers the other day? Alcaraz is like 28-2 on grass.
Yeah,
and
give me Alcaraz.
Like,
give me Alcaraz on the grass.
The number 1
Never
seed.
Never loses.
Sabalenka is the top seed in the women's
poor loser.
Draw.
The poor loser.
The poor
Sabalenka.
Loser. Cristiano Ronaldo signs a new deal with Al Nassr. He's going to stay.
I thought he said he was done in Saudi Arabia. I guess they gave him a ton of money.
big bags of money, wheelbarrows of it. The Gold Cup knockout round, now they don't start till the weekend, so tomorrow we'll get the knockout round in, and Caitlin Clark is out tonight for the Fever. She's got a groin injury. She won't play against whoever they're playing, the Sparks.
Who doesn't have a groin injury? Yes. The Pirella finish, Chris Robinson, a USA sprinter, the wardrobe malfunctioned during a race on live television, and his junk was displayed for everyone to see the entire race. The guy was bouncing. Florida sheriff's deputy accidentally shoots his partner with a taser. I actually enjoyed watching that. In-N-Out sues a YouTube prankster for posing as a worker making lewd and racially insensitive remarks to customers. I just want my In-N-Out. Do I have to deal with all that? Front Office Sports, then GTD, then In-Game Live, then Sports Rage, Carver and Lisi on radio. We'll see you tomorrow at 3. On Coast to Coast.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.